And then I joined a group that had just started in 1984, the first crisis pregnancy center in the Pacific Northwest. We were affiliated with what was then known as the Christian Action Council, which years later became known as CareNet. So it was in the very, very early days of what's now CareNet. At the time, there were only 15 pregnancy centers in the country. Now, something like 1,100. It was my privilege to serve on the board of that center, which has now become the five Portland Pregnancy Resource Centers, one of the largest groups of CareNet clinics. And now, over the years, it's served over 200,000 clients. And we thank God that Jesus has been represented to those people. The gospel has been brought to them along with all of the personal help and attention as you see reflected here tonight. So I will just go on record as saying that I believe in what this center is about. I believe in what the new center in Detroit is about. And an investment in the work of this center and that center is an investment in eternity. It is a wise investment. It is laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break in and steal. And the treasures that are laid up there are going to be realized for those of you who volunteer, for those of you who choose to give to this ministry tonight, and I hope not just tonight, but on a regular basis. Now, nobody asked me to say that. I notice no one's stopping me from saying it, but nobody asked me to say that. But I say it because I believe it, because I have seen the reality of it. I have seen more people reached for Christ. I have seen the kingdom of God exalted through the ministries of pregnancy centers such as these throughout the country, and also in some other parts of the world. And God is at work doing a beautiful thing, but we had the privilege of being involved in that. And then as the years went on, I got involved in pro-life education and churches and schools and writing and spent time in sidewalk counseling outside of abortion clinics, and Nancy did that on a regular basis. And I participated in 9 rescues. The rescues were totally peaceful, nonviolent, civil disobedience, standing in front of the doors of clinics in a last attempt to save women from the tragedy of taking the lives of their innocent children, believing from our experience and having counseled so many women suffering from the guilt of their abortions, believing that abortion is not in the best interests of these dear women. And you know, guess who is there to help these women years down the road when they come to terms with what they did and they're haunted and they have the nightmares and sometimes are suicidal and sometimes are medicating themselves with drugs because they can't stand what's happened to them. Guess who is there to offer them the gospel, forgiveness, and affirmation, and all of the counseling and help? It's not Planned Parenthood. It's CareNet centers. It's people who love Jesus Christ. And that ministry is an incredible ministry. And that is a part of, as you've heard tonight, what this center and the center in Detroit that's about to be planted, all that's what it's about. Something that I believe in. Well, it wasn't popular anywhere in the country to be doing that civil disobedience stuff, but I live in the state of Oregon. And it really was not popular there. You know, we were the first principality on the planet to legalize physician-assisted suicide. Was legal in Oregon before it was legal in the Netherlands. It had been practiced in the Netherlands, but it wasn't legal yet. But in Oregon, we legalized it. And Dr. Kevorkian was from these parts, I guess, so that kind of makes us even. But the point is... it was not popular, and as a result, there were lawsuits and one court judgment against a group of us. It was the largest judgment against a group of pro-lifers in history, $8.2 million. And at the time I was a pastor, I used to tell people $8.2 million is more than I make as a pastor in a year. I mean, that's a lot of money. So I believe in paying every debt, but I could not pay, Nancy and I could not pay that clinic the money because they would use it to kill children. And so they came to the church to take my wages, and to prevent that, I had to resign from pastoral ministry. It was hard to leave, but what the abortionists intended for evil, God intended for good. After resigning, I started Eternal Perspective Ministries by God's grace. We've been able to take the royalties from those books and give 100% of them away to missions work, to helping the poor and needy around the world, and to helping the cause of the unborn and women who are exploited by abortion.